So, hi Jamie. Hey. So Jamie's here from the NFL UK. So we're here in the lovely new Spurs Stadium, which is now going to be one of the homes of NFL in the UK. So obviously you've probably seen the stadium before, but how exciting is it to bring NFL to a new football stadium?
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. I've been here quite a lot over the last couple of months. We've done a few NFL events, obviously seen Spurs do events here as well. It's been great, firstly, to work with Spurs as a kind of partner on this, from a marketing side, but also from an operations side. And then I think it's been everyone in our office super exciting, like a real milestone in the NFL and in development in the UK. And to be able to have a stadium that we can call the home of the NFL is really, really exciting. And everything inside the stadium is just incredible. Like, the fact that you can go anywhere and you're instantly connected to the internet, the way that our field comes out is a really innovative way of looking at kind of stadia across the world. It's the first purpose-built NFL stadium outside the US, so everything about it is really, really exciting.
Yeah, it checks all the boxes. And obviously when Danny Levy kind of first reached out to the NFL, he's like, okay, if it won't work, tell me why so I can make it work. So yeah, it's obviously been a long time in the making.
It's been a long time to make, mate. Obviously we were meant to play games here last year, and the stadium wasn't quite ready, which everyone knows about, but we definitely think it's worth the wait, and we can't wait to kind of open the doors to our fans on October 6th.
Absolutely, yeah, no, I can't wait. I'm a Tottenham fan, so I'll be watching closely. So obviously at the newsletter, we've been kind of seeing a number of different trends kind of emerging over the last kind of 12, 18 months, and particularly over 2019, since we've been really kind of pushing the newsletter. So I'm just going to throw some of them at you, and then you can give your thoughts from an NFL perspective or your own personal thoughts.
For sure.
So one of the major ones is the streaming wars. So the different rights holders getting involved, you know, tech companies kind of coming involved, and obviously there were some comments last week from the commissioner saying that it's only a matter of time before Facebook, Google, Amazon kind of get into the NFL world. So what's the NFL UK perspective?
So I think from our point of view, in terms of media, obviously there is a financial part, but speaking as part of the marketing team, for us it's so important that as many eyeballs are as possible. So right now we have the BBC and Sky, which is kind of creates the perfect storm, because you kind of have the Sky angle, which is kind of paid service, a bit more premium, watch all the games. Then you have BBC, which is all about eyeballs and reach. So for us, that is the perfect storm. I'm mainly from a kind of more social digital content background, so of course when the likes of Facebook and Amazon get involved, it's really, really exciting for me to think about what you could do in a platform around that. And it's been interesting to see how Facebook has dipped its toe into the MLB. So it's an interesting one. I think from the NFL side, we have an OTT platform, NFL Game Pass, which has kind of been a huge kind of focus for us, and it's going to be a big focus going forward. I suppose that's all about kind of keeping our rights to ourselves and saying directly. So personally, from my side, I see it being more about, with sport especially, being more kind of strategic, small kind of subscriptions to the sports you like. So you like Premier League, you like the NFL, and you like rugby, you would buy those free subscriptions to those sports. And that's definitely the way, especially from an NFL international point of view, where you can watch all the games on NFL Game Pass live, apart from the games that are on Sky. I think that's a kind of really interesting way of kind of the future of broadcasting the NFL internationally.
Yeah, because obviously it gives the rights holders like Sky, who bought the rights, exclusive content, but it also gives fans of specific teams access to every game, so they can actually be up close and personal with all the content. That's really interesting. So I guess kind of on from that, we got like the world of content, and how obviously you did a recent partnership with TikTok last week. So you've kind of, you know, gone through all the different kind of socials. So what are you guys seeing? Is TikTok the future, or is it just kind of part of your arsenal that you use to reach new audiences?
I think at the moment the NFL is all about new audiences, and you can't deny the audience on TikTok, the engagement on TikTok, and it's so hard to reach a young audience. TikTok, you can. I think that's where the key is there. And I think from a domestic, we've, as I said in what I spoke about earlier, is we've had an influencer program for 3 years now. So we've been dipping into Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. The NFL in the US have just started their this year. And they've done all this stuff. Obviously, they've got a big team behind them, and now they're like, right, TikTok, that is kind of like the new place for the new age of influencers. So they've kind of made a deal with them. Also, because the NFL has deals with Facebook, Twitter, Snap,
right,
TikTok was kind of becoming the next, so it kind of made sense.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously there was one over the weekend as well, kind of announcement with Reddit, with certain players doing AMAs, which I guess Reddit have kind of made famous. They probably didn't invent it, yeah, but it certainly kind of popularized the format, I guess. So what's going to be different on Reddit from TikTok, just to give a bit of context for listeners?
So just, I'm not sure what they're kind of plan is from a domestic point of view, but the big difference for me seems that Reddit is all about community, and I think the NFL are looking across the board now, across the funnel, on every single kind of touch point for a fan, and I think it's important that we're doing things to engage a new fan, but also at the same time we're also deeply engaged with our current fans. So our number one goal in the UK office is to grow fans and deepen the engagement of current fans. Sometimes growing fans is the kind of fun, sexy bit.
Right.
You can't forget the current fans that are coming to the games all the time, so we need to deepen their engagement. Creating a kind of community within places like Reddit, where it's kind of a very core, more avid fan base, I think is kind of really important to make sure the NFL is in those spaces as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because it's not kind of the ephemeral kind of world. You know, there's like a large community, as you say, kind of sharing their thoughts and opinions, and conversations kind of flow from that. So now we're kind of moving on to the big kind of talking point in the US. Obviously, gambling has been kind of legalized in certain states over the last kind of 12 months. So obviously, from a NFL UK perspective, gambling has always been legal in the UK. So what are the opportunities that you guys see, or what can you share with the NFL domestically in the US?
Yeah, it's a really interesting one. Everyone knows that the NFL is kind of looking at gambling, and what's there, you would... The amount of money involved potentially is, you can't really look past it. I think for us in the UK, it presents a really interesting opportunity, because I truly think that the betting firms in the UK are some of the best marketers in the UK.
Yeah.
They all kind of create compelling content. They engage fans. Their channels are all great. I do think that they would be a real ally in us in fan growth. And I think the idea of kind of betting on a sport helps drive fan growth. How many people on a Saturday talk about their accumulator, and you're following the game because you've got a stake on it. It's a bit like how fantasy is, but if you can put a bit of money on it and you've got a real stake in the game, you're going to follow the sport intently. You're then going to go and watch Sky Sports, or you're going to buy Game Pass to follow it, or you're going to catch the BBC highlight show. So I think from my point of view, I see a betting partner will just help us with consumption across the board.
Absolutely, yeah. I can't remember which bookmaker had the line, but it matters more when there's money on it. So I think
it
really does. And as you say, the kind of social sharing as well, that comes from one person having an accumulator with maybe four teams in it. You know, he's going to tell all his mates in the pub if that comes off.
I think it's going to be a tough one, because I think you have to tread very carefully because of the kind of sensitivities in the US around it. But I think it's going to be a very interesting space to keep our eye on.
Definitely. So obviously, you know, esports is kind of blowing up as well over the last kind of 2 years or so. And obviously Madden is the kind of mainstay of the NFL world. So how are you guys kind of integrating the two, and are you putting on events in the UK to go along with the matches that are coming up? Or
we tried quite a bit around Madden in the UK, and we've never really, I wouldn't say, done it as well as we'd like. I think for me, what I think the opportunity is esports is more tapping into that world. And I think whenever we thought about Madden, we thought, how can we take a FIFA audience and put them on Madden? Mm-hmm. Actually, we've done a lot of research into Madden. Actually, it's more kind of closely linked to people with strategy games. So how are we targeting those people? So I think it's more tapping into the esports world. And I think Madden is more, how do we market Madden to our current fans? The other part about Madden, which is really interesting, is a fan development piece. So there's two or three players that have come over from the UK to play rugby to go and play the NFL in America, and I'm like, I asked them, how did you first get into the NFL? Madden.
Right.
So many people's entry into the sport is Madden. That means we need to get more Madden in more hands. So we need to make sure we're working with EA as a partner, and all the other kind of gaming distributors in the UK, to try and get Madden as many hands as possible, and we'll hopefully see the effect of fan growth over the years.
Excellent, great. So obviously there's a bunch of other trends that are happening in sports tech right now, so I'm just going to list them all off, and you can pick one that you like or introduce one of your own. So
cool.
Kind of talked about AR, VR, cryptocurrencies, bunch of other wearables, player tracking, data analytics.
I think the I think a really interesting one for us, especially as with the launch of the NFL Academy, is around player tracking and player data. We, as the NFL in the UK, we've not been a team, so we've not worked directly as a kind of a functioning operational business in terms of working with a team, and that's been something that we've only done around the games. This academy essentially has opened up a avenue for us to just almost build a team here and have student athletes that are coming in and they're working out every day. We've done a bit of stuff with the player pathway guys with some of our partners over there in terms of tracking to make sure we know how much they're eating, how much they're drinking, how much they're running, how much, all the things that we know is in professional sports. That creates a really interesting proposition for us in the UK as we start to work with student athletes, and we really, as we try and make them the best athletes possible, really get to know their bodies. It also opens huge avenues from a commercial point of view. I think a lot of commercial partners want to get into that space. We now have a credible way of getting into that space. So I think the player data and analysis piece is a really interesting one that we're really kind of heavily looking at from in the academy.
Great. Yeah, so I think that's our 10 minutes up.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jamie, for your time. Obviously, best of luck with the sellout games here in the new Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, but also the other games coming up in London.
Awesome. Thank you. Cheers.
Hey, Sports Tech fans, welcome to another edition of the Sports Tech Live podcast. This is episode number 9 for Friday the 11th of October. So a slight change of tack this week. There's going to be no news updates. Instead, we're going to be playing you the interview I had with Jamie King of the NFL UK. So last month at the Sports Pro Media Fan Conference in London at the new Spurs Stadium, the chance to sit down with Jamie, discuss all things NFL, all things to do with some of the topics we've been discussing here all year on the podcast and in the newsletter. So things like the NFL's thoughts on streaming, on gambling, on esports, and different content and partnerships. So it's a really enjoyable listen. Let me know what you think of the podcast, and if you have any questions, please let me know.